sleep. It's wonderful for people of all ages, you know. Maybe you can remember, because I do remember seeing a baby doze off into sleep, and it just went in a flash. And you know, good sleep affects you, you know, in a way that you are, you know, you're feeling better after being in a good sleep, don't you? I think you can remember that, can't you? So, anyway, I know a lot of people, and some of them sleep a lot better after some physical exercise, like a walk or whatever. Well, you know, maybe exercise in a way that makes you feeling good, very good, if you know what I mean. And some that I know have earplugs, and some even imagine they have earplugs. You can do that too. If you learn to imagine, having earplugs, you can sleep better, you know. I have a friend complaining at work about the neighbors, and there sure seems to be some very odd neighbors making a lot of noise. And it would be nice to learn to imagine having earplugs and filter out those noises. What do you think? Would that be nice for you? Anyway, Sheila, before you go to sleep, I just want to present myself. Hello there, I'm Kenneth Blake, and you maybe downloaded this from blaketalks.com. And for your own safety, do not listen to this when you're driving or operating machinery. Only listen when you can safely be relaxing completely, and preferably in bed. But maybe you can sleep everywhere you are cozy. On a train, on a flight, on a bus. And close your eyes now, or in a few minutes, if you want. It's much easier. Maybe you know. No, you think too much. All stuff, like whirling around inside of you when you close your eyes. If you're there, then just stop that. Take a firm grip of it and hold it so that it stops. You can imagine doing that, can't you? You know, like, just do it. Stop that. And maybe imagine earplugs that you may put in your ear. Mine have the color of yellow. What color do you imagine you have yours? Maybe the same. Do you imagine your earplugs being yellow? I always take new one in my imagination, you know. Do you do the same? A friend of mine, she told me that, she said, when I'm putting the imagined earplugs in the ears, I first squeeze them to get them smaller. And then, very delicately, I put them in my ears. And she said, what happens is that I'm hearing the noise level slowly going down as the compressed earplugs are softly imagined, smoothly expanding, and I'm feeling them very gently now, feeling the ear, and I'm hearing the noise level go down now. And I wonder, maybe you can imagine the same experience and learn of that, truly learn to have your own imagined earplugs yellow, maybe, with you when you go to sleep. And you know, if they are imagined, nobody else can see them. It's only yours and mine's secrets. The silent secret. An imagined silent secret. Now the best thing with imagine earplugs is that the unconscious will wake up immediately. If there's any danger or something, won't your unconscious do that? Oh, yes. Oh, sure it will. Oh, you know, maybe you noticed there that I was talking to your unconscious and not you. So, you don't need to interfere with that, do you? Maybe I will talk some more with your unconscious and the unconscious me. Put you in a wonderful, amazing sleep whenever it wishes to do so. The conscious mind might think, oh, never mind. I will sleep wonderful, resting lovely, amazingly. And you may chat with the unconscious mind. I don't mind, do I? I go to sleep anyway.
Well, we're not talking about anything serious either. Just sleep.
So you may just be relaxing even more. And focusing
on nice things in life.
Me and your unconscious. Oh, we're great pals, even if you didn't know it. We have the same goal.
Letting an amazingly, wonderfully sleep into your body and mind.
And maybe you're dreaming, really, now, or not, I don't know. Some people are dreaming very nice things when
they, you know, like you, they, oh my God,
you know, unconscious. The unconscious know that when I say they, it also means you. Your unconscious mind, don't you? You know that, don't you? Well, now you do anyway. They are sleeping wonderfully. Yes. And very soon,
sooner than what they're thinking,
thinking of nothing, eh?
In a sleep.
Oh, we have our own jokes now, haven't we? Your unconscious and me. We can have some great, great laughs when you are sleeping. Never mind the conscious mind. We will have a good time laughing, having happy experiences. You know, I don't know what happy experience your unconscious might think of. But I, oh my God,
I know it has many happy experiences that makes you laughingly relaxing even more.
Oh, my friend, you know, she has a friend and she went, when I was tired once in school, I got so giggly, I started to laugh at anything. I got my whole body filled with endorphins. It's like a morphine.
Morphine? Oh, whatever.
Oh, but created by the body.
And I'm feeling it now, again.
When I'm telling you, she said, that I go into an incredible relaxed. I nearly call them my body dolphins, as they are so relaxing and nice. You know, they may be relaxing also. Now, I don't know what happy thoughts you are thinking of now, but
entering your conscious, unconscious. Oh, I'm sure you may be feeling the
happy feelings now, and even more than you know that they are relaxing you even
further. I was dreaming like perfectly safe, swimming with dolphins in a perfect temperature water.
And when I dream of that, swimming with endorphins, I get so happily relaxed. And it's so easy to know yourself perfectly. Oh, it's so easy. Be imagining having my own colony of blokes. Sometimes maybe your thinking is interfering with you when going to sleep. Or it might be you that has had too much input and sorts of all sorts that just whirls and go around and around.
So much steam away. Stop that. I don't have it. Let everything just stop to a halt. Stop it. If you sleep, the other stuff doesn't really matter. Either it will be there after. When you wake up, maybe, or it might not. It might already be done, whatever it was. Now it's time to focus. Everywhere, sleeping wonderfully. Think of maybe endorphins or dolphins or whatever. You let me take you back in time. Long, 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 long way back in time to a time when you were a baby. As a baby, you could sleep well. You were fed and then you were, like, dosing off, warm, cuddly. How did that happen? How did you sleep so well then? Do you think it could be your unconscious took care of you and letting your conscious mind sleep? Or maybe not. It had probably much to do, the brain and just put you asleep with a smile on your face when you were a baby, just fed maybe, relaxing more and more. Can you remember that? That feeling, smiling, cozy, warm. I bet you can remember. And the unconscious did that amazingly, happily, perfect sleeping. Perfect, amazingly, so that it could do stuff it needed to do whilst, your conscious mind maybe did other stuff also, maybe dreaming. You just let your awareness of what's happening outside be focusing inwards instead. And letting the external focus drop stuff by stuff, nose by nose.
And just float away internally
with your endorphins happily.
The happier you get, you know, the more endorphins you get. Or that's more for your unconscious to act on. Just letting you train of thought wander of into other places, maybe remembering things or imagining things. Who knows what happens when the brain goes into brainland? You know, there are many wonderful things to dream about. There are many beautiful, wonderful experiences, happy ones that you have had in life, even if you're not now really aware of them, and you may remember unconsciously or consciously in a dream, like in a
dream of a dream. Usually one is only aware
of a handful of things and suddenly something else pops up that we become another stuff just disappear into the back of mind. We say back of mind, but
it's just a metaphor because it's really not in the back of the mind
as it is. Difficult to say what's in front of mind and back of mind.
I don't know, we need a reference for indicating, oh boy, what is back and what's forward. Well, I think I'm go to sleep now. And what's then, what's mind, front of mind, back of mind, well. However, there's no need to be listening to me. I can't nearly listen to myself either. So now, as my voice will go with you, wherever you are, however, you may be wondering what I've said, or listen to my voice as it goes with you, wherever you are, during this session, you maybe can realize that it's just not nice. Listen to me. Just let me ask your brain to find a number of amazingly, wonderfully, beautiful, good things or stuff when you dream. Oh, sorry. Making a wonderful sleep for you. Let the brain create a wonderful sleep for you. I don't know what wonderful sleep means for while you that is. But I know that your brain knows how to do that for you. Yes, if you ask your unconscious to do that, and it may start whenever it wishes to do that, now or in a few minutes, I don't care, or in a few minutes, few seconds, doesn't matter, as long as we know that we are entering a beautiful, wonderful sleep now. Maybe you can see wonderfully, vividly, colorful images, pictures, or like movies in your mind, and have your own special, wonderful music in your mind, and even imagine wonderful emotions in your body. Maybe even your body can fill you with this nice endorphin-like chemicals. That's nice, you know. Those when you laugh much, you know, belly laugh. You laugh so much and you fall off the chair. Have you ever done that? I don't know. I remember being in movies in a cinema once and nearly fell off the chair. I had a friend that all. She fell off the chair, actually. It was so wonderful to laugh. There's too much serious people in the world, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And learning to laugh at some situations when you're dreaming or wonderfully sleeping puts you in a wonderfully sleeping mood. Now, let me tell you about some people that
I know. They worry too much about stuff that is not really important, you know.
They wouldn't worry about it because it's better to be focusing right now on what you do, and that is getting a wonderful sleep.
Focusing on getting a wonderful sleep. When you're focusing on getting a wonderful sleep, and an even better wonderful sleep, getting better and better, the more you're learning to get an even tremendously better wonderfully sleep by just imagining it. Focus yourself on that.
I know. You can focus on other stuff also, and the time is appropriate for that, but now is not
the time. It's time right now.
Getting your creative mind to find ways to
but to maintain a wonderful sleep, focusing yourself on
that. There's nothing else more important
than letting you have a beautiful, wonderful
sleep right now.
Just relaxing more and more. Letting your body create nice and good body chemicals. Filling your body with
body chemicals. Wonderful sleep. And in the same time,
reducing chemicals that disturbs you, entering a beautiful, wonderful sleep. And imagine being in a wonderful sleep is good, because then you're learning to get into the state of wonderful sleep. Imagine that you already have been
in many times. You have slept many times in life. I'm sure of that. I'm sure your sleeps have been amazing.
Now, I don't want you to consciously remember what made those sleeps amazing, wonderful. You don't need to remember consciously. You don't even need to listen to me consciously.
You can go to sleep. I would.
You may just wander off in your own thoughts more and more and even more and more. If you haven't done that already, then just unconsciously pick out one or two or three or even four of your best wonderful dreams, if you remember. And consciously you're not aware of that, because when you're asleep, how can you compare one wonderful sleep with another wonderful sleep?
Oh, what's he talking about? Your unconscious knows what I mean.
And it also knows how you're entered each of these beautiful dreams.
Oh, the experiences and sensations that made you enter these wonderful dreams.
Oh, I've soon chatted enough here. I was sleeping myself soon. And you too, maybe. And it may be remembering these experiences, sensations even more now, that you may re-enter in here and creatively be
imagining even better, wonderful sleep.
Some people may be dreaming sleeping, and some
people maybe don't dream and sleeping.
What do I care? I don't know. If you know how you do or not, or even know if that's important to know,
and for whom, I don't know either. As you find your own ways for a beautiful, beautiful dream, as you know,
you can, you know, and you will, you know. Soon now you are maybe in one.
And maybe thinking for yourself. I hope you are thinking for yourself, because I'm not thinking for you anyway.
Maybe you may go saying to yourself,
I am able to create beautiful, wonderful sleep myself.
And it's easier and easier to do that, and maybe
I can combine
some of my
previous wonderful sleeps
to create an even better one. I don't know if that's even possible. You may think,
Oh my God, I promised myself making my sleeps wonderful, wonderful. Making wonderful because
it is silly otherwise, and unfair to myself and others.
Unfair. I experience the world better
when I have been sleeping wonderfully,
and I'm treating people better, you know. So let me plan every night to sleep wonderfully from now on. And just before I go to sleep, let me remember
to plan to go into a beautiful, wonderful sleep, and also to wake up happy and tremendously relaxed.
You meet the world again.
Passionately.
Oh, passionately, yes. But not now. Oh, life is good when sleeping wonderfully and when I wake up happily. I have a good feeling that may follow me during the day, whatever happens.
And during the days, you know, like babies taking a nap.
You too can take a nap. Power nap. Power.
Or if you want to sleep all night long, even.
I get tired and now I'm talking to you now. Sleeping well until you wake up. Oh, good.
Oh, isn't this finished yet? Oh, let me ask your unconscious to arrange
everything when you wake up happy. Well, why not?
And refreshed, like all your batteries loaded completely. Relaxed, all over, and you feel it in your body. And some, I know, have earplugs. And some even imagine they have earplugs. You can do that.
As you focus on my wife,
and all other noises can just disappear. It will go with you wherever you are. Your attention
on my voice. As you imagine you may have earplugs. You can do that, you know, and maybe
soon be thinking of something happy.
Sometime.
I've made you laugh very well. I don't know when your unconscious will start presenting happy laughing experiences.
But it will. It will. Just wait, you'll see.
And we can laugh ourselves into happy relaxation and sleep laughingly. My voice is not really something to be aware of
for your conscious mind. Maybe I'll hold a nose now, for I hope you have. Oh, I would a long time ago. Anyway. So your conscious can listen to me.
I wonder if it's still there.
I can listen well. I think so. It's not sleeping.
Oh, maybe there's some calming music that, you know,
serenity music, bling-plong, you know,
or maybe a song that you remember from a long past gone,
or a new song from today that someone used to sing for you,
and you slept very well. You know once
how to sleep well. How come? How come you lost that learning?
Well, let's go find it again. Let's go
find it again. You knew how to sleep well. How come you lost it? Dream vacations
into your mental mind that gives you a long
vacation during your sleep tonight. Like waking up refreshed as having a 3-week holiday. Oh well, what the hell, take 5 weeks. In a complete relaxing, serene, cool, calm environment. You know where it is.
I don't know, but you know. Maybe you have been there.
Because you will now soon go again in your imagination. Maybe with someone, I don't care. Peaceful as it is there, as you are only going there to sleep. Oh, sleep for 5 weeks. Oh, that would be nice.
Well,
I can't stop you thinking of relaxing adventures in the night, can I?
Well,
you better go to sleep. Shouldn't think of such things now, anyway. And when the morning arrives, you wake up as planned, relaxed beautifully, amazingly refreshed. Maybe stretching out like a cat and feeling totally good. Groovy. Now, think more of the happy, laughing experience. And now, the thoughts. What else is there to do when you sleep but sleep and sleep relaxing? And better to laugh at them. Better to laugh on the worrying thoughts. Maybe could put the worrying thoughts or small pillows too beside you in your mind. Let them sleep also. Well, why not? I could use some relaxation. They also. Or at least be quiet now. If you're in bed, there's a pillow there that you maybe will rest your head on. And for some reason, sometimes the other side of the pillow is cooler, calmer, and more relaxing. Now, I don't know why satisfying sleeping better than I don't know. Maybe you can hear some nice music you remember. Some song, maybe, that suits your thoughts. Remembering now, being a child. Sleep then. Nice, cuddly sleep. And tomorrow, waking up. Refreshed. Making a refreshed. Tomorrow waking up relaxed, relaxing. Well, one can sleep and let the unconscious surprise you with a nice sleep. Are you ready to sleep? Have you said good night to yourself? Have you done that? Have you said good night to your sleep? Yawn. Good. Yes. Let's do that. A deep, satisfying sleep I will do. Sleep. That's right. Sleeping better now. If you imagine you may have earplugs, you can do that, you know. That's right. Sleeping better. Deep sleep. The morning, how nice that will be. Deep sleep as when I was a child. Deep sleep when I was a child. Deep sleep as when I was a child. Deep sleep as when I was a child. And I'm enjoying my right sleep. Very well. Deeply sleepy. I was a child. Maybe I'm already sleeping as when I was a child. How would I know? How do I know I'm not that? Because then I have to think how I feel when I'm not sleeping. Now let me remember how I slept then. I can compare this to this sleep. How can I do that? Even though it's not necessary, because I remember well, I slept then, now, sleeping like that. Well, it will be the same, won't it? Deep sleep as when I was a child. How nice to wake you refreshed. Beautiful sleep. Amazing. I can feel it in my body, feeling it now, in the body, how the beautiful sleeping takes over. And I'm not really aware of the voice that puts me into sleep, either.
There's no need to listen in sleep to that, is it? I'll sleep your head deeper into sleep your and even deeper now, you know. Deeper and even deeper. Beautiful sleep. Now in your sleep tonight. In your sleep tonight. Echoing night. It would be most beneficial for you. Integrating new learnings. The learning has a real purpose to make you sleep better, relaxing thoughts of yourself, better ideas for yourself, because you are worth it. Wake up happy, relaxed, refreshed, glad. Such a pleasure to be working with both of you, and I want to thank both of you. It's a pleasure to do good work, and especially for you. I am not really aware of the voice that feels asleep either. Really, there's no need to listen in sleep to that. Is it now? Sleep here. And deeper. It's a sleep here. I'm going to make me sleep here. Serene. Calm. Reflexing. No. Oh, thanks, Arai. Unconscious. You're making me sleepier, serene, calm, relaxing, refreshing, revitalizing. No. Thanks. That's right. To sleep myself now. Oh my god. So, bye. Bye. Me again at Lake Talks. Lake Talks. Not come, I think it was. Sleep well now. Oh. Well, goodbye. Good night. Hope to. Yeah, I can't have time. Good night.